Hamilton started off rather disastrously because it got MRSA in a bad way. And if it doesn't sound as though I'm just vindicating myself the whole time, but there were some cases of MRSA at the Hackney, and I said we shouldn't move until we were sure what the situation was. But there was so much involved, invested in moving, and when they said they did, that they moved the patients to the Hamilton on schedule and didn't check for the extent of the MRSA as much as they should. And although it's a brand new clean hospital, if there isn't any other organisms there, I think the MRSA bug takes over, and we had a massive MRSA epidemic the moment we moved into the hospital. And it meant you had to change your gown and put gloves on every time you examined a patient. And it slowed down things tremendously. But once we got over that, I think the Hamilton did very well. It was dependent on Barts and the Hackney for some of the services. And when it was planned, there were various people at the region who said it didn't need its own path labs, and it didn't need any teaching space. So those were available at Barts and Hackney. But I insisted that it had to have teaching, because we got students who were attached to the medical and surgical firms. And I said we needed our own pathology, because we couldn't rely on specimens being sent to Barts, getting the results back in time. So we got a path lab, and we got an education centre, and I was very pleased with it. So I thought it was a great improvement on Hackney.